Okay, we are on Lamates Amud Aleph. And the Gemara just said, a Gevaldige Yesod, a person who a ger that dies, and it leaves over Avadim, right, the Gdailim go free, Ketanim is a Machlokes. The question was, if you hold that Mavka Ravda needs a get shichur, who wrote this get shichur? How did this Eved go free? His money is off, because the ger died, and he becomes hefker. But who wrote the star shichur? So the Gemara answered that we learn it out from a woman. Just like a woman, her husband dies, she goes free. And Eved, his husband, his boss dies, he goes free. So the Gemara asked, we can do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines to the bottom. Lamatasim et alo. Yehachi, Abu Yisrael Nami. So even if Yisrael dies, why does Avadim go free? His wife goes free. Because the Torah said that Avadim are inheritable. If not for that, Taki would go free. When there is no inheritance, they go free. Practice Gemara, Yehachi. So the following case is a problem. Mavkar Avdu Yumeis. Somebody is Mavkar is Eved. The way Rabbi Yechonon learns, he needs a Shtar Shechrur. And then Umeis, and he dies. The halacha is, a Meimer said, Nami, the halacha should be that he goes free. Because there's no inheritance. His money is already off. You inherit money. The Yitzhak comes along with the money. Inheritance is monetary. Since he was Mavkar Avdai, so there's no more money. There's nothing to inherit. And when there's nothing to inherit, kicks in the rule like he's a wife. Just like a wife goes free with the death of her husband, the Eved should go free with the death of his master. Amemer said that if somebody's mafker his Eved and dies, the Eved can never go free because the Yarshim have nothing to inherit. You can't just inherit Isser. You have to inherit money. And since his money is free, it's not inheritable, but he needs a Shtar Shechur. Now, the way we just learned, he shouldn't need a Shtar Shechur, because the only reason an Eved goes to inheritance is because the Torah wrote this, Nachal Tomais and Loresh and Achuza. If not, we learn out Eved from a woman that death frees. So why can't death free this Eved? Dr. Gemara Damei Merkasha. You're right. According to this answer that we just said, that we're sticking to, that an Eved who is not owned monetarily, death of the master will free his Isurim? You're right. So if a guy is Mavker's Eved and then he dies, that Eved goes free. There's nothing to inherit. And when there's nothing to inherit, we compare it to a woman, and a woman goes free with the death of her husband, so an Eved goes free with the death of his master. Unless there are people to inherit. But there's nothing to inherit here, because there's no money. You don't inherit non-money. You only inherit money. And therefore, he goes free. I am Amer said, not that way. You're right. Problem.
Can't claim from Hefker?
What?
Claim
that
from Hefker. He's Hefker.
Himself.
So that's, he's the one that's, he's the first
death. He's the first one, yeah.
Rebbe?
Yes.
We said before that Avadim don't like the free because they have...
That was the Machloikas, first of all.
Okay.
But again, they don't mind being free for money. And once their master dies, they want to be cleaning themselves. You ask me a good kasha, going to a mayor, the guy doesn't want to be cleaning himself.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Would a mayor argue Gershman's?
What?
Would a mayor argue Gershman's?
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't have an answer. The Gemara says I'm mayor kasha, so we don't know. You can make up whatever you want. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't know. At least the Gemara doesn't tell us. Rash.
Really that hard for Bezdin to give a Shtar Shechur?
Doesn't belong to him. I can't free your Eved. What?
Not Dinah, I'm sorry, I said the wrong line. What did you say?
Hefker Bezdin, Hefker is monetary. There's no money here. Rashi, Yehaki Yisrael Shemes Nami Leisku Bala Bavadov Vekishtein. It's like his wife. Mavkar Avda Desu Leka Nachlu Lebanov. Once he's Mavkar Avda, there's nothing for his kids to inherit. Umeis Loyli Boy Get Shichru Lavki Yisuroi. He should not need a Get Shichru. The Mitzvah he died. Ubanov Lezachem Emeilam. And his kids never got him. Ain't like that kind of because the Mepharish will come on. The Kivin Div Kiroi Pokemi made the money. Once he was Mavkar him, the money is gone. All you have left is Isser. Isser is not an inheritable item. Now, if the money goes, so does the Isser. But if there's no money to go, there's no inheritance. So we blame Shver. The answer we gave, Amei Mershver. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Aridi, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Halochika Bishol. Rabbi Yaakov Aridi said in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi that we paskin like Bishol, that a ger shemes, the ketanim do not go free. Because at this point we said, because we have nobody, that they can't be kind to themselves. There was a machloikas. Tanakama said the ketanim go free. And Rabbi Bishol said not. So Rabbi Yaakov Aridi is quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. And that luck is like Abishol. Amalei Reb Zera le Reb Yaakov Aridi. So Reb Zera told Reb Yaakov Aridi. The Farish Mi'aluch? Did you hear Reb Yeshua ben Levi say, Halachik Abishol? I'm a Klalish Mi'aluch. Or did you learn it from a story or from a different statement and you inferred from what you heard that he paskins like Abishol? But you never heard those words from him. Now, the Gemara usually asks over here, what would that inference have come from? And then decides whether that's a good enough inference or not. So before he gets into it, he wants to know, did you hear him say it or did you infer it? Now if you infer it, I argue on you. If you heard him, you heard him. I can't argue on that. Amalei, so my klala. So the Gemara wants to know, what would be the inference? But he asked them, did you hear it or did you figure it out? What would he have figured it out from?
That's part of the dialogue.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying. The Amr Bishu Malevi. The Bishu Malevi said, Amru Lusne Rebbe. They said in front of Rebbe, Amar Nisneashti Miplani Avdi Mahu. A guy says, I give up my Evan, which remember Rashi said, Yiyush means Hefker by an Evan. His Mafker is Evan. What happens? I said, it's Hefker.
He got captured?
No, not whatever reason. Whatever reason. He gave up, which is Hefker. Mahu. Amar Lam, so Rebbe answered, Aymarani, Ein Loi Takana Ela Bishtar. So Rebbe said, this is Rabbi Shul Malevi quoting the story. Somebody asked Rebbe, somebody's Mavker is Eved, what's the halach of that Eved? And Rebbe responded, he needs a shtar. The Amar Rebbe Yechelen, my time with the Rebbe. And Rebbe Yechelen said, why did Rebbe say that? Gomer lo lo me'isha. Why does he need a shtar? He learns it out from a woman. Ma'isha b'shtar. A woman goes free through a shtar. Av eved nami b'shtar. Rebbe said, the freedom of an Eved is derived from the freedom of a wife. Wife needs a get, and Eved needs a star shechur. The kadaikis mina, and therefore you would infer from that, this is Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Zeira telling Rabbi Yaakov Aini, Keisha, ma ishi yisura v'loi memayna, av Eved nami yisura v'loi memayna. That means, the freedom of an Eved is based on the freedom of a wife, and just like, right. All the Shtar Shichur does, and therefore death does, is remove Isser, but it does not remove money. So you infer that Eved also, all a Shtar Shichur can do, or death can do, is remove Isser, not money. Therefore, the Katan can't be Zeichen himself, so he's passing like Avishol. Meaning, the fact that we say that we look for the woman, the Eved to be like, okay, so let me try to explain this in the best way possible. And this is the mahalach of the Torah's Gittin, otherwise known as the Nesivos. So I don't know how Archcroft explains this Gemara. I'm going to explain this Gemara the way the Nesivos, known as the Nesivos, but he wrote a sefer on Gittin called Torah's Gittin, explains this Gemara. There are two sources of an Eved going free with Ishtar. The Torah says, Eich ufasa le'nitla. When the Torah talks about a shivcha, half free person, the Torah says her freedom was not given to her. Midash Eich ufasa le'nitla means she never got freed. That teaches us that you can give a woman her freedom, you can give a shivcha her freedom through the writing of a shtar. And that shtar removes everything. Monetary rights, iser, it has the power to totally free an eved. That's not compared to a get of a woman. It's a freestanding limud, this is how the Nesivos explains it, that a eved or a shivcha can be freed with a shtar. That's the only thing necessary to free them. Because the Torah wrote that the reason she's still a half shivcha is because she did not receive her freedom. That means you can receive freedom. And the reception of freedom through the shtar, and therefore that would free a eved or a shivcha, bako, miko, ko. Money, iser, whatever there is. Then there's another limud, exeris shava, of la meisha, that derives shtar shichur from a get. That is when there is no money. When there is no money, ownership. So then we have a limud from a woman that you can write a shtar shichur just for iser. Just like a get is just for iser. That is derived from a woman. Shtar shichur by itself is written by a regular shivcha. A regular shivcha, there's money and iser. And the Torah says, you write a shtar shichur, and that removes the whole thing. But that talks about a woman that you told, a shivcha you totally own. Monetarily, iser, you own the whole package. And the Torah says there's a way to get rid of that package. You write a shtar shichur. And that frees the woman, or the eved, in totality. The other way is, when you don't own the whole eved, his money is gone. So who says you have any right to free? Maybe, by that point, sorry owner, you don't own him anymore completely. Maybe your rights are now limited. You don't own the money of the eved. You don't own the money of the shivcha. Who gave you the ownership? Maybe you don't have a right to free him anymore. Dr. Tyra, la meisha. You see a woman, you can write a get just for iser. So at eved, you can write a shtar shichur just for iser. And that's derived out of woman. So now, step back. A woman also goes free by death. So we derive eved from woman for that as well. Death can free the iser. Just like a woman, death frees her iser, death can free the iser of an eved. When there is no money. When there is money, death can't free the money, because we never see that by a woman. There was no halacha that when a woman dies, any money goes over, biblically. Death frees iser when there's no money. When there's money, then there's no gzeirah shava to isha. And therefore, it can't free him. So, again, therefore, if you're mafka, you're eved. The guy's mafka is eved. There's no more money. So now, whatever shikru we're going to give is derived from a woman. And death will do the same thing. However, Mishnachal Tomaisim Levnechem Achreichem says that when there is money, death doesn't free. And either does a shtar shichur that's similar to a woman. Because the limud from a woman is when there is no money. When there is a kinyan of money, then you have to learn the regular shichur is written straight by a shivchur in eved. So there's two sources for the writing of a shtar shichur. when the guy owns his eved totally, that you don't need a limud from a woman. It's not comparable to a woman. He owns the money by a woman. There's no money. That's a special limud that Shtar Shichrur can remove the whole package. If you only own Isser, we learn now from a woman that you can write a Shtar to remove just the Isser. So now, this guy was Mitzayish Miplei Niavdi. There's no longer any money. He was Miayish. He was Mafker. So all the owner owns now is the Isser. So they asked Rebbe, what's the halacha? So Rebbe said, this is where I derive it from a woman. When there's no ownership of money, there's only ownership of Isser. So I derive from a woman that you can remove the Isser. Right? But by, and death can work there too, just like we learned in Avimisha. But that's because there's no money. But what happens when an eved owner dies? When an owner dies, right? He died. He died. And the eved katan. The Eved Katan can't be kind to himself. Can't be kind to himself. He's a Katan. Right? So that's not derived from a woman, because there the guy owns, there's a money ownership too. There's a money right here too. Unfortunately, the owner is dead. The Ger Shemes died. The owner is dead. Right? But the Katan can't be kind to himself. Let's step back. The owner is alive. He's Mafker Avdai. But if he's a Katan, he can't be kind to himself. Right? So he's not kind to himself. So the money is still there.
Rebbe, what money are we talking about?
One second. The ownership of the right of money. When a person owns an Eved, he owns the right of money. Now, let's go in Rebbe's case. The guy was Mavker is Eved. If the Eved would be a Katan, right, then he didn't die. He's alive, the owner. He was Mavker is Eved. By a Katan, doesn't work. He can't be kind to himself. So now we're stuck. You can't learn this out from Isha, because Isha is only Isser. Here, this Eved is still monetary. He doesn't own himself. The problem is nobody really owns him, but it's not that the money is his. He didn't acquire his money yet.
So he's Isser.
Who has the money?
Somebody else.
Somebody else can be kind of him.
Good. So that's Isha now.
No. It's not like Isha, because there's a woman, there's no money at all.
But here, Gabi the cut, there's no money. Gabi the Katan, he can't be Kona, so the money is either for his brothers or it's for...
He's alive, the owner. The owner was Mafker is Eved Katan.
His parents...
His no parents. Eved doesn't have any relationship to his parents. Has no relationship to his parents.
The Eved Katan here...
What would happen if the guy was Miyayish Miplaini Avdi the Katan?
So he's Hefker, yeah? So he's Hefker.
But he can't be kind to himself.
So good.
So the Kenyan Mammon is still there.
But then it doesn't apply to the Katan.
Again, so he's still an Eved monetarily. He can't be kind to himself.
But the Isser part?
From a woman, you learn out that Ishtar Shichrur can remove an Isser by itself. You can't learn out from a woman that Ishtar Shichrur should be able to remove money. Because by a woman it doesn't remove money. Again, let me finish. But there's another Pasuk that told us that Ishtar Shichrur can remove money. But that's if the owner owns the money. Here the owner was Mavkaret, so he doesn't own the money anymore. All he owns is the Isser. But the Katan is not own his own money either. The money is like there in limbo. Nobody owns it, but it's there. And therefore, a woman can't teach me that you can remove that. The source for a woman teaching me that a shtar shichra can work is only when it's an iser only. Again, let me try to explain this again. There are two sources for shtar shichra. One is a pasuk. The pasuk says an owner has a right to free his eved or shivcha. And he frees her totally, or him totally. He owns the whole package, money and iser, and he can remove the whole thing by writing a shtar shichra. That pasuk does not tell us that you can own just iser and remove it. We wouldn't know that. Not true. The Torah says a person who owns an eved completely has the right to free it with a shtar. If you don't own the eved completely, maybe you don't have a right to free him with a shtar. Maybe you don't own enough. Comes along a pasuk by a woman and says, no. A woman, we see that you own just iser and you can write again. We have a gzeirah shava. That if you by eved you own just iser, you can write a shtar shichra. But by a woman, there is no money to deal with. Here, by an eved gadol, there's also no money to deal with. He was kind himself. But by an eved katan, he wasn't kind himself. So there is a money to deal with, but the owner doesn't own it. So who says you can learn now from a woman that you can free the eved's iser when he can't get his own money? Therefore, is a raya that Rebbe passes like Abishol, and then a Konami. By Eved Katan, this would not work. Because if the whole source is a woman, by a woman it's only Isser. If it's only Isser, that means there's no money here. By Eved Katan, there is money. If you're learning it out from a woman, automatically you can't say it by a Katan. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Bar Edi inferred. That the fact that Rebbe learns out that you can remove Isser only from a woman, that means it's a case where there's only Isser. By an Eved Katan, he's somewhere in between. The owner doesn't own his money anymore because he made him hefker. But he didn't acquire his own money either. So he's left with his monetary Eved intact with no specific owner on it. You can't learn that out from a woman. Therefore, must be Rebbe Paskin's Nechonami. By an Eved Katan, it wouldn't work. Like Abishol says, by Eved Katan, he can't be kind to himself. Let's read it inside. Zog the Gemara. Ma ishi surv...
I understand very nicely. Very well. I'm saying Rebbe's too worried about the clear...
Ma ishi... Thank you very much. I appreciate that. I really do. Ma ishi surv levin bayna. If Eved Nami surv levin bayna. Zog Trashi. My klala, me'ezek klal, yesh lach lo, first Rashi, beferish me lach Rebbe Shuvah Levi. My klala, me'ezek klal, yesh li lo mbaid, the kabayis minoy me'klala shmi lach. What klal can I learn this from that you're asking me whether I heard it from a klal? This is yesh li lach and hefkaru. English takana babasi sova le b'shivcha. Shai meshukru k'tas, it's partially free, because his money is off, made a gummer. My isha b'fkira b'ayla li tira li nasi lacha b'kach achit and gesh. Even the Rebbe Mishi Olaflah, like I read Rebbe Mamavka Eved Gadol, she actually had litlis atzmai. It has to be a comparable case to a woman. Umeshiv Kirai ain't loy Olaf Ela Isra Ela Mamon. He shezuf she gets loy in the bone of Kiyam Mamon she actually loy Ela Isra. Avu be Eved Gadol like I read Rebbe. The lav do me the ishu. They can throw into the main alay. There is a right of money on him. Umeshiv today fair lady actually takana b'shivcha like kanatsu behevker. He wasn't kind to himself for Hefker. Right. So that would be the inference. And the fact that we learn it out from a woman, right? By a woman, there's no money left. So it would be the same thing here. There's no money left. Zok de Gerashi, v'imichol yafina ma'kashalach b'gavah. What would be the problem? It's the chlubavoy b'ferish that you have to ask b'ferish b'kloah. I mean, you're making it sound that the inference is not good. I'll tell you why. Because I'm a lawyer. Adar Abba Daik Minar Le'idach Yisa. Ma'isha Ben Daila Ben Tan. I've ever Nami Ben Gadol Ben Katan. There's another way to look at the comparison to a woman. You can divorce your wife as a Tana. You can free your Eved who's a Katan. The Torah said, the Zereshava says, that you can free an Eved the same way you free a wife. By a wife, she doesn't have to be a Bastas. You can give her a get when she's 8. You can free the Eved when he's 8. And the Torah says, it's equally comparable. Don't look at money, not money, yes money. The Torah says you can free your Eved Katan. And therefore, just like Get can free her, so can just like Star can free her, so can Death. So you're right, the Paschal Agave shows, because we're comparing it to a woman. And by a woman, there's no money. So you're looking for a case that there's no money. And by an Eved Katan, there is money. So first of all, Dr. Gemar, who says that's the way to compare it to a woman? Maybe compare it to a woman, that it works by Ksana. We don't look at age by a woman, so we don't look at age by an Eved either. And the Torah says, this is the way it works.
You can get to
once a woman is old, you can give it to a 7-year-old. Once she's old enough to know what a get is, you can give it to her. You don't need, you first of all, Das Acharis Machna. You give it to her, it becomes hers.
How's she kind
of? That's a Charis Machna.
She's a little baby.
You know, you ever hear about Lulav, you shouldn't give it to your cutting son because he's kind of and can't give it back? Why is he kind of? He's a cutting, a little baby. There's a thing called Das Acharis Machna, that if somebody gives it, that's enough to give it to a cutting.
So if you get it, so you return it also?
No, he can't, because then he's not Das to give it. You don't need Das to receive from somebody who's giving it. You need Das to make a kenyan. Now, if nobody is giving it to you, and you're picking it up from Hefker, you need Das. But there's such a thing called Das Acheres Machna.
Now, when there's no Katana getting a get,
correct.
Even though she's not really a Kabbalist, it's still good enough.
Correct.
The same thing with Evan.
Correct.
But Evan Katan is not Das Acheres. Das Acheres died.
Yes, it is. Well, it depends. If he's Mav Karabdi, he's still alive. Which case? You going by Gear?
Well, whatever the Katan, the Katan case of Evan is.
But again, but if we compare it, see, again, you're right. But if
what's
we compare it.
I did not hear those last words.
If you compare it to a woman, by a woman, the Torah allowed a man to divorce his Katana wife.
Right.
Therefore, if you say that the Gzeres Shava teaches me Evet is like a woman, I say you can free your Evet Katan. And just like by a woman, death frees the woman that's a Katana, death will free the Evet that's a Katan as well. Even though, if you think about it logically, one has money and one doesn't have money, we don't care, because Xerah Shavuot says it's equal. Cotton can't be kinder from heaven. That's, again, that's a Charis Machna works when you give him a Shtar Shechwer. That's a Charis Machna can't work when the Ger dies, there's no that's a Charis Machna. When an owner is Mafka is Evan, there's no Das Acheres Machna.
So this case of...
Das Acheres Machna means here is a pen. If a guy says, this is pen is Hefker, I didn't give it to you.
Mafka out of means he didn't give it to himself. I mean, is such a thing? A Mafka, do you do your thing yourself? Can you do that?
Again. We had a Machloikas and Amid Aleph. A Ger died, what happens is I bought them Katana. Right. Right. Correct. Did anybody give the evidence freedom there? No. So there's no Das Acheres Machna there. So the Tanakhama seems to say he goes free, and Avishol says he can't go free because he doesn't owe his money.
Now,
what? So we thought.
Why can't he go free?
Now, one second. We thought till now that the way the Tanakhama works is that for some reason the Eved Kikotan can be kind of himself. We didn't know why, but for some reason he can acquire himself. Now we're saying that the Machloikas, the Tanakhama in Avishol, is how to compare it to a woman. Because the fact that you can go free by the death of an owner is derived from a woman. And by a woman, you can free her either by giving her a get or by dying. A husband can do it one of two ways. He can either free her by giving her a get or by his death. And that's only a sir. So you can say, we can learn out that the Shtar Shichrur can work when there's only a sir, or death can work when there's only a sir.
Well,
But my saying came by a cutting, that there's more than that. Death can't work, because it's not comparable to a woman. That's one way of looking at it. That's Abishol's way of looking at it. The cotton doesn't own himself, so he's not similar to a woman. A woman owns herself, she only needs Isser removed. So the Torah said death can remove Isser. Tanakhama says that death removes a by wife regardless of age. The comparison is age, not woman that's behind it. I don't need have a kinyan of the money. Death frees Avadim.
Just like it frees the wife.
Just like it frees the wife. And even if she's 8 years old and she can't acquire her money, doesn't make a difference. That's the Xeris that cost of learning it out from a wife. That's the machloikas. How do you compare shichur to a wife? Now remember, if you own the whole package, there's a lock of shichur independent of learning it out from a wife. But when you don't own the whole package, it's all derived from a wife. And from a wife, we learn out two things, a shechur and death. Those are the two things we learn out from a wife. But now, what? How do we compare Evet to a wife? Does he need an Evet that there's no money here? Only Isser. So, a get removes it, a special star shechur removes it, and death removes it. Or do we say, I don't care who owns what, when, and where. Death frees a wife, death frees an Eved if there's no Yerusha. End of story. The Eved Katan never was Zaychah's money? I don't care. I didn't look at that. I look at age. Death frees an 8-year-old, death frees an 8-year-old Eved who has no Yerusha. Who has no Yerusha. So the Machlaikis now becomes, how do I compare Eved to woman? Again, if a guy owns the whole package, money and Isser, I don't need woman involved. And death doesn't work then. That goes to be Yerusha. The question is, when a person dies and there's no Yerusha, so where does the Eved go free? He acquires his own money. And death takes off the Isser. Since when does death take off the Isser? We learn that from a woman. Now, death takes off the Isser is learned that from a woman who has no monetary, just Isser. Here we have an Eved Katan who nobody owns his money, but he doesn't own his own money either. To free him, you have to remove the money. Do you see that from a woman or you don't see that from a woman? If you look at the Lundus, you don't see it from a woman because a woman, there's no money involved. Here there is money involved. Who says that death can free that? The other one never says, death frees an 8-year-old woman, death frees an 8-year-old Eved. Forget about what's behind it. That's the Machlokes Abishol Rabbana. So when Rebbe said the guy was Mafkir's Eved and he's still alive, how does the Eved go free? Star Shechur? And we learned it out from a woman? Rebbe didn't say whether he's talking about an 8-year-old. He said he might be talking about a 14-year-old. We don't know what Rebbe would hold. We thought that we're making the comparison that it has to be just Isser. And that would be like Abishol. The answer is, Rebbe never said what would happen by an 8-year-old. Rebbe was talking about a 14-year-old. We don't know what he would have. Maybe he makes the comparison differently. Maybe he says, look at age. It works for an 8-year-old, it works for an 8-year-old.
Let's see, we should buy an Eved. What's the money? Where's the money coming from? Or a woman, for that matter.
Person owns an Eved. You own all his money. All his earnings. Everything. Is a kingdom mammon. He works for you.
So it's your money. It's not his money.
Where's money? What? I'm sorry.
It's not the Eved's money, right? It's the owner's money.
Then the owner went and was mafker it. So now it's not the owner's money. So in an adult, it becomes the Eved's money. He can acquire his own money. In a cutting, he can't acquire his own money. So now this money is in limbo. It's not owned by the master, and it's not owned by the Eved. Can Star Shichur work for that? Now, from the regular halacha of Star Shichur, you have to own the whole package. He doesn't own the whole package. From the Star Shichur derived from a woman, there was no money involved. That's why Abishol says, it doesn't work. And the Rabbanan say, we learn now from a woman that no, regardless of age, Star Shechor can remove it, so can death. Yes, Corey.
By a woman, there's no money involved because there's payros.
That's all rabbinic. All rabbinic. All rabbinic. Biblically speaking, there's no money right in a woman. All rabbinic. Any right that a husband has in his wife's money is all rabbinic. No biblical right. By a mafker, Evet Katan would be the same. Yeah.
Just like a
mafker, Evet Katan is like a ger that dies.
But there's no
debt
there.
Yeah, you can write. Can you write a star shikur?
Does he need to write?
Well, why not? What takes off the iser?
For the guttle, you can write it.
Learned out from woman.
And for the katan?
Machloik is how you learn it out from woman.
Wait till he becomes a guttle, and then give him a ship, and then he becomes Yisrael?
Well, if he becomes a guttle, and nobody, and he's still in the limbo, yeah, he acquires himself, and at that point you can write him a star shekhar, correct.
Nobody else can talk him?
I don't know. That's why I said if he's still the same. I don't know what would happen.
So this case is this Yashdi Mikroni Avdi, we're still questioning if that's a Katan or Katan?
We're questioning whether it's also Katan.
So there's no reason not to say it, right?
That depends how you learn out the comparison to woman. It depends when the Torah compared a Shifcha and Eved to a woman, right? The Torah allowed for owners to remove Isser without owning the money.
There's no money by lady.
Exactly.
Okay, so how can you learn the Katan from her?
That's one way of looking at it. And the other way is to say, the Torah allowed you to free your 8-year-old wife. So it allows you to free your 8-year-old Evan without looking at any details. Just the fact, it's Gzeirah Shavah. The Torah compares the two whether you like it or not. How does the Gzeirah Shavah work? Does it work with the understanding that it has to be exactly equal, or does it work with the understanding that it works? And that ends up being the Machlokes HaBishul the Tanakama. And therefore, Rebbe's not a proof. Because all Rebbe said was that it works to be Meshachar. He didn't say what age.
That kind of goes back to her father or...
No, not at all. When she's married, she's free. No more father.
So when he divorces her...
She's a free lady.
She has her own interests. She can marry somebody else.
Well, she can't be Mekabel Kedushin until she becomes an adult.
She's Mekabel the Get.
Because a Get doesn't need Das. By Kedushin? Because she has to give herself up to her husband. A Kedushin, she is involved in doing a Kenyan. She's Makna herself. Or like the Ran in the Dharm, the Flamet says, the woman makes herself Hefker and acquirable, but she has to be able to make herself acquirable by Kedushin. The Tana has no Das to make herself acquirable. You can't force Kedushin on a Tana. Can't walk over to any woman and say, you're marrying me. She'll tell you to get lost. He can walk over to his wife and say, I'm divorcing you, and she can't tell him get lost. You don't need das for a get. You need to receive the get. Whereas Katana, a Kedusha, needs a woman to agree to be married. She has to have the power to agree.
That
she agreed.
What by Katana?
She can't. It doesn't mean anything.
Well, we said if you give a present to
that's because she can take something she can't give herself. When you give me a present, I don't have to agree. By a ktana, she has to, by kedushin, a woman has to agree to give herself. Yes. You were going to ask something.
Yeah, you never said that. It wasn't clear that a rabbi had
a
cousin.
He
could acquire
him. That's because, somebody else can go acquire him. It's like Abba Scholz case.
Right.
The Chaira, yeah. Yes.
Get goes to
every woman Bal Korcha.
But she also has to be able to be careful with Get.
If not, she's not capable of reception, that's all. Not das.
It's
just that if you give her a get, she can't watch it, then she's not old enough to be divorced. We learn enough from a pussy.
So she can't be divorced if she doesn't have that much time.
Correct.
But Kenyan is not viable.
She doesn't have to have that. Again, you don't need das for Kenyan.
You don't need das for Kenyan.
You don't need das to receive a present.
A
there's a special halacha by get that says she has to be old enough to know she's divorced.
No, he can't divorce her when she's 4 years old.
Not because she can't get the get.
But because
there's a special halacha called Mishalcha Veina Chazeres that she has to understand what's happening. To give a 4 year old a present, it's hers.
It doesn't take much understanding.
No. Rashi.
How about a woman who has a brain injury? Can she get a get? She doesn't know it's lying.
A woman with a brain injury, she's a shaita. Biblically speaking, it depends if she understands that she's divorced. A chareshes. Okay, let's take a chareshes. A woman that doesn't have das. She's like a ktana. She's limited intelligence. Midaraisa, you can divorce her. Again, today we need das for a woman to accept a get. That was part of Rabbeinu Gershon's halacha. Up to Rabbeinu Gershon, you could divorce a woman without her wanting to be divorced. Rabbeinu Gershon made a takana that you can't force a woman to accept a get.
But you're not forcing her. She just doesn't know what's wrong.
Same thing. It's the same thing. So what they do is they have to marry Rabbanim. You write the get, you give it to Bezin, and then they get a head to marry Rabbanim to marry a second wife, but you never divorce the first one. That's in Rabbeinu Gershon. This is all from Rabbeinu Gershon. Yeah, there's no head to marry Rabbanim. There was no need for a head to marry Rabbanim. You can marry 20 wives.
No, what I meant was 100 Rabbanim after.
That was only necessary when there's an issur to marry a second wife.
So why, how did you come up with the number 100?
I don't know. Don't think about Rashi. Don't think about Rashi. The Amr Lay in Meklolish Miluk, Lav Shaper Dikas, like Menil Haikisa. Ma'isha Beng Dela Beng Tani Tarasa Beget, Avkamavka Ravda Dia Be Rebbe Beng Gadla Beng Gotten Kamar. Make the comparison in age. That is one way of understanding. Rabbi Yaakov Ma'idi quoted. Oh, sorry, we didn't finish the story. I'm a late, very sincerely. I heard the Meshuvah Malevi say he passes the Gabbachol. You asked me, did I hear it or did I figure it out? And if I figured it out, you're arguing on me that I had no right to figure it out. Well, I want you to know, I heard him say it. I heard him say, I ain't the Halacha Gabbachol. I heard him pass that way.
He knew after he said, I'm going to tell you, I heard it straight.
Right. He was just trying to tell him, what was wrong if I figured it out? He was slugging me up. I heard it straight.
What I'm trying to say is, you let the guy go through all this pain, try to understand it, and the whole time.
It's not pain. Is the story a riot or not? Let me ask you this way. Does Rebbe have to hold like Abishol? If Zuma Levy holds like Abishol, does Rebbe have to hold like Abishol?
Rebbe.
So if you learn it from the story, yes. if you say the story is not a raya, we don't know what Rebbe holds. We know Rebbe Shimon ben Levi holds because he told us. Zog to Gemara weiter. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rebbe Yechanan, ein halacha kabasho. Rebbe Chiya bar Abba quoted Rebbe Yechanan as saying that the halacha is not like kabasho. Amar lei, Rebbe Zera, Rebbe Chiya bar Abba, beferish mi halach? Or miklolish mi halach? Did you hear it beferish? Or did you figure it out? So he asked the miklolah, where would I have figured it out from? I'm Rebbe Shimon Levi, same story. Amal say Rebbe to see Ashmi Pliny Avdi. Mahu. Amal lehem, I'm an Eilu Takar El Bashtar. The Amal Rebbe Yechon, and Rebbe Yechon explained it. My time with the Rebbe, Goma Lola Meisha. My Isha Bashtar, I've had not Bashtar. The same Gemara. But the Diyak the other way. The Raya would be that Rebbe compares an Eved to a woman because of age. The Kadaik is Minah, Ki Isha, my Isha, Beng Doyle, Beng Tana, I've had not Beng Gadol, Beng Kut. You're proving that we don't care about the Mama. The answer is, Yimikwalamai, other Abbotaik Mune Lach, Yisa, my Isha, Yisur, Velem, and Mayanab, have any Surin, I'm in Mayan. Meaning, we don't know what Rebbe held. But now, you're learning it out from that story that he doesn't Paschal like Abisho? Maybe he does Paschal like Abisho. He was talking about an Evan Gadol. Amalei, the Farish Mealy. I heard Rebbe Yechonah say that he doesn't Paschal like Abisho. So, bottom line is, we don't know what Rebbe holds. He made the comparison of an Eved to a woman. We don't know whether the comparison was age or the comparison was just Isser. And again, this is the Ishtar Shichur that we're learning out from a woman. This is not the Ishtar Shichur when a person owns a whole package. That I don't need a woman for. That's the Nesivus Ishtar. So therefore, I only need to learn it out from a woman when there's no complete ownership. Now, does that mean there's no money issue? Or does that mean age, like a woman. Hafkamin is death as well. Death or star shikur in that case.
Is there a spark to say that woman is totally moved up from this whole man of mama, therefore you can't use it?
Yeah. Rashi? Ain't like Takana El Bishtar? Do we have that already? No, that's right. I'm sorry? Right, you don't owe money to a woman. So that's the question. How do you compare Evan to woman?
This is all going with the one jammer that holds. This is not like Shmuel. He says, you know.
Shmuel, obviously, Rabbi doesn't hold like Shmuel. It's going to Shmuel, your mouth grab it, he's totally free. We'll continue with Shem tomorrow.